Now a while ago, I chanced to roam to the place my great-granddaddy called home. There wasn't much I saw that day, but I learned a lot more along the way. I was going to Ireland, retracing my family footsteps, digging up roots. Over there, they call them tubers. Now, the closer to the root of my family tree, more people seemed to look like me. I saw a sign that said Molly O'Brien's Bar, and I knew right then I wasn't all that far. So I went in there, and I asked for a beer, and he pours out this black stuff, and he says, "Cheers. Guinness gives you strength," he said, "and I'll tell you, friends, it's just like drinking bread. There's a loaf in every pint." I started feeling strong. I felt like I could say, woohoo! Now my whistle was wet and my tongue was loose when the barman asked me why'd I choose to travel such a long, long way on such a cold and rainy day. I said, "I'm going up to King's Court Town, that's County Cavan, just to look around. My great-granddaddy came from there and I want to see if the old home place is still there." He turned his head from side to side, then up and down, and then he turned around and he said, "A cavern man, then." You know, a lot of people wouldn't admit to that. Well, I figured I'd save myself a little bit of hassle, booked a room nearby in a fancy castle. I had a hard time getting my dinner there. It was full of these people with light blonde hair. Danish tourists. Two big busloads of them. You know, the owner of the place, his hair was black, and when I talked to him, I didn't get much back. His people are what you'd call West Brits. They're the ones that treated my people like dirt. That's what led to the Irish Civil War. I didn't realize I'd come back to get a little more. That fella's nose was way up in the air. But he took my money just the same. Now that night I dreamed I saw the ghost of the one that I'd rather have as host. It was Thomas O'Brien walking around the cabin west of King's Court Town and County Cavan. And the very next day in the hardware store, I met a cousin, 10 times removed or more, but he was no apparition. He weren't no haint. He was selling nuts and bolts and paint. I went up to him and told him about our family connection, and he kind of stood there still reflecting. I could tell he wasn't all that much impressed when he asked me with nary a trace of jest. He said, "How exactly may I help you, sir?" Well, I just bought some nails and got the hell out of there. Now, later that day, after some detecting, I found the lane there, the rural section. And it matched the picture in my dad's scrapbook, and my heart beat faster as I drove up to look. The sun burst through the clouds just then. Oh! As I gazed down at the current residence, it was a little sheepdog and an old milk cow. Yeah, the old home place is just an old barn now. It's ashes to ashes, dust to dust, thatch roof to tin roof, and tin roof to rust. Thank you. All right, we want to call back up Daryl Scott, Patty Keenan, and Sherry Channon, Sean Terrell. Do another set of jigs for you here, and we'll get out of your way. And here he comes now, Daryl Scott, Sharon Channon, Patty Keenan, and Sean Terrell. We've now done every song that we know and then some, and now we're going to play one that we don't, at least. And, all right. Oh, yeah. Sean Smith, too. Make him welcome, if you would. Sean Smith. Thank you.
Sean.